All right, so today I wanted to talk about my recent experience clubbing in Las Vegas over the July 4th weekend with one of my good buddies from college and some things that I noticed over the course of the weekend from a black pill perspective. So one of my best friends from college and I decided to go to Las Vegas for the July 4th weekend. For context, my friend is 6 feet tall with a slightly above average looking face and slick back full head of black hair. He kind of looks like a mix of Johnny Cash and Elvis if they had a kid. That's even possible. Back in college, he did really well with women. For context, he pretty much had a different girl every week back then. Back then he was about a 7 in looks, but he gained a good, a decent amount of weight since college, so he dropped to about a 6. Overall, I would still consider him like in the high tier normie range. I'm 6'2.5". I'm in good shape with a relatively attractive face. And my buddy knew me way back when I was very overweight for context. So he's seen me at my worst. He's seen me pretty overweight, balding, the slob that I used to dress as. He's seen it all, which made it even funnier. So we ended up getting bottle service at this club called the Foundation Room. It's like a rooftop bar, nightclub, whatever you want to call it. It's at the top of Mandalay Bay. When you get bottle service at the Foundation Room, you know, you have like, they kind of treat you like royalty a little bit. You have like a security card that stands by your table. There's a rope blocked off. We were at a table that was really close to the main bar. So I noticed a lot of things throughout the course of that night that I wanted to just kind of go over. So the first thing I noticed is that, you know, when you do get bottle service and you're near like a common area, like the bar or the dance floor, a lot of women will give you eye contact. It'll be very, very direct eye contact. It's crazy because when you buy a table at a club, you pretty much signify that you have some disposable income. You don't have to be rich to any extent, but if your buddy and you and your buddy, you know, split the table, depending on what club it is, it can be a couple $100 or you guys could be spending a lot more. But women definitely show you eye contact almost right away when you're sitting at a table. So a couple minutes later, this VIP host sits down at her table. For context, you know, he's Asian, about 5'9", you know, decent looking. He comes up later in the story, so I just figured I'd give you some context. The bottle cart girl comes over, gets us our drinks, and then the VIP host comes over and asks us if he wants to bring us girls to our table. So we obviously said yes. So he brings over these two girls who ended up being sisters, both of them pretty attractive, I would say, in between seven to eight range, I would say. One was blonde and the other was brunette. The brunette girl sits next to me and the blonde sits next to my buddy. So immediately the brunette and I, we hit it off and she started talking about where she grew up. We started talking about our drink of choice and we just got into flirting and, you know, lightly touching. So we find some commonalities and in a few minutes we're just moving closer to each other. I would say when she sat down, you know, we were about 2 feet away from each other, but as we were talking, as we were flirting, we were already touching, to put it lightly. So it's funny because, you know, as we were kind of getting into flirting, you know, we were both kind of sipping champagne. She had a small glass, I had a bigger glass. And she ended up spilling a little bit on herself all over her like chest and her arm. So it was kind of funny. And it, as she did this, the VIP host saw this and he pointed it out. He's like, "Oh, you got to lick that off." And she thought he said that he would lick it off. So her reaction was like, "No, no, no. I want him to lick it off." And then she touched my face. It was just so funny. Right when she did that, I knew it was a lock. So I told her that she was beautiful. And then she says back, "Yeah, I think you are too." And then she grabbed my chin and she said, "You've got a really chiseled chin." It was just really funny. So she then leans over and says to my friend, she's like, "Your friend is so cute." And my buddy, like, he looks at me and he has a smirk on his face because he knew me when I was like very overweight and balding. And, you know, back then in college, you know, as I put up the picture, the last video, I mean, I was, I was definitely a pure sub five. I was probably about a three or a four. So he knows me when I was at my worst. So this for him, this was whenever he sees this happening, he knows the other end of it. And the girl that was sitting next to him, the brunette sister, the blonde, she ended up having a boyfriend. But my buddy, you know, being a good wingman, he kept talking to her while I was, you know, hitting it off with the brunette. So shortly after, we start making out, and this went on for about 15 minutes. And after we were done making out, it's the craziest part, but she's like, "Oh my God, I feel such a good connection with you. I think we should get married. Like, it'd be so cool to go one of those like Elvis chapels." And she was like dead. It was funny because she was joking, but like in her eyes, I could tell like she was dead serious too. It was just, it was so funny. My buddy's just watching this. My buddy and the brunette sister were like looking over at us laughing. I guess they were kind of hitting it off as, I guess as friends, you know, but it was just really funny. Like she, it was ridiculous. So very shortly after this, you know, we walked out onto like the rooftop. And the cool thing about the Foundation Room at the Mandalay is they have this rooftop that has like a little like fire pits, and you get like this really, really good view of the Vegas Strip. And, you know, there's people drinking out there and partying and just having a good time. And it was just a really good night, really overall, a really good vibe for, you know, first night in Vegas. I think it was like a Friday night that we were there, you know. So the brunette sister wanted to, as the club was closing at 1 a.m. So the brunette sister was saying that she wanted to go back down to the hotel room. They were staying at the Mandalay Bay. So, you know, that, so she ended up going down, like saying goodbye to us. And then it was just my buddy and the brunette and I. So, you know, we were trying to figure out what we wanted to do. And, you know, the VIP host, that was there, that was still there, the Asian guy, he told me that, you know, he recommends going over to Omnia. Omnia is like a massive nightclub in Caesar's Palace. And we were staying right near Caesar's Palace in the Mirage. So it kind of worked out perfectly. So the three of us, you know, we ventured over to the Omnia, and we ended up getting into the Omnia and we headed to the dance floor. One thing I noticed is when you buy a table to the club, girls that find you attractive already, they really find you attractive, because buying a table just kind of signifies that you have a bit of money and possibly status in their eyes. So if the girl finds you attractive, the table, buying a table is a great way to talk closer with her and start initiating physically. One thing I did notice at Omnia once we got to the dance floor is that there were a good amount of girls going from table to table, near the dance floor, near the DJ, pretty much kind of throughout the rest of the night, because I was dancing with the brunette kind of like near the DJ and I was somewhat closer to those tables. And I kind of just like observed, like being someone who's like into Black Pill, you know, I was busy dancing. I was trying to be in the moment, but I was definitely like glancing around just to kind of, you know, observe everything that was going on. I noticed that like certain groups of girls were just like kind of migrating from like one table, hanging out with the guys, drinking their drinks, and then moving on. Like 15 minutes later, you'd glance over and you'd see those same girls at two tables away, just like drinking their drinks and like making their round, you know, like around the dance floor area. It's kind of brutal when you see it. Like, you know, I'd say 2-3 in the morning, you start seeing, especially in a crowded nightclub, you definitely notice a lot going on in terms of like Black Pill, Red Pill. It's kind of crazy, but you know, we just, the brunette and I were on the dance floor. We just continued to make out. My buddy went off and he was talking to some chicks and doing some approaches there, and he was having a good time. If you ever do get bottle service in a nightclub, especially in Vegas, one thing I would kind of look out for is, you know, if girls walk up to your table and they ask questions like, "What are you guys drinking?" or, you know, "Hey, would you guys want to order this?" and then try to sit down, like those girls, I've seen this happen a good amount in nightclubs, especially when I used to go years and years back. You know, those girls are just in it to drink your drinks and then move on. The easiest way to tell if a girl is, you know, is interested in you when you have a table is if she's sitting close to you and talking and flirting and engaging. And she doesn't really care about the bottle, or she doesn't really care about the table. If she finds you very attractive, she's there for you, and like the table and the bottle is just like a cherry on top. But for the vast majority of guys that I saw that night, you know, them buying the table, you know, buying a table can really help, and it also can, you know, not do you any favors. I also noticed on the dance floor as well, there were hundreds of people there that night. I would say probably, you know, 400 or 500. And I noticed, you know, kind of the height pill. So I looked around while I was dancing. Like I said, I'm 6'2" and a half barefoot with, you know, with the shoes about 6'3" and a half. And I noticed that almost all the guys that, you know, had women with them that were dancing with them were, a lot of them were like, I'd say 90-95% of them were 6 feet and taller. Some were, you know, taller than me, some were 6'4", 6'5", but that's probably the biggest thing I notice in a nightclub, in a packed nightclub where the lights aren't so good. You know, if you're a taller guy, you definitely have an advantage. You stand out. You stand out amongst the crowd, and that's probably outside of what I noticed with the girls going around to the tables and just slurping the drinks. I noticed that was the second biggest, like, you know, thing I noticed in the club. Third thing I noticed is that a lot of guys were getting turned down. Like, I saw a lot of like pretty decent looking guys like trying to approach women on the dance floor, trying to initiate, trying to, like, you know, give high fives. You know, they, like I said, looked like decent looking guys. Some were tall, some were shorter, but, you know, it's tough. I mean, it's very tough. Like, Vegas is interesting because it's definitely a place where it is easier to get laid and meet women, but you really, like, you kind of have to fall into one of three camps in Las Vegas. And I think a lot of people who have been to Vegas or live there can kind of attest to this, but you kind of have to be either really good looking and tall, not really good looking, but you just have to be tall and attractive to an extent. You have to be that because, you know, when women are going to Las Vegas, like, they're not looking for the average looking guy to make out with or to hook up with. Like, they're looking for a really good story. So when they come home to their friends and family, they're looking to say, hey, I hooked up with this really tall, hot guy. You know, and we had like this really cool experience, and like, they're looking to tell a story. So even my buddy who's tall, 6 feet tall, slightly above average looking, he even struggled, and back in college, like, he slayed. I mean, he would go around, and like I said, he hooked up with a lot. He definitely, women loved him in college, but I noticed in Las Vegas, he was kind of on the cusp, like someone who's, you know, a little bit taller than average and a little bit better looking than average. Even he struggled. It was just kind of a wake up call. It was kind of like interesting to see that. So the brunette and I ended up going back to my hotel room, and obviously we ended up hooking up. It was a good night. All in all, like, clubbing in Las Vegas, you definitely notice the importance of looks, money, and status. I hate to say it. I know the money and status part seems very, very red pill, but looks makes a huge difference in Las Vegas, obviously. But I've also noticed in Las Vegas, you know, a lot of women that go there, especially more attractive ones, a lot of them are trying to meet celebrities, and they're looking to try to meet super high status men that have a lot of money, that are showing it off. So if you're just like an average looking guy and you're not buying bottle service, you're going to struggle if you go to the Vegas nightclubs. Like, you could probably go to some of the casino bars and sit down and strike up conversations with women. But if you go to Omnia, you go to Zouk, you go to some of the massive clubs, you know, women are looking to, you know, meet guys, you know, meet either very attractive men, or they're looking to meet, you know, hot, super high status men. Like, you almost kind of have to be one of the two in Las Vegas nightclubs to really do well, to really have like a good time in that way. And women, like I said, in Vegas, women are looking for a cool story to tell their friends when they go home. So if you don't fall into one of those three camps, if you're not, you know, tall and attractive, you know, you're not buying a table and showing off your money, or if you're not, you know, a celebrity or very well connected in the nightlife industry, Women, a lot of women are going to give you a pass in Vegas nightclubs, and that's just kind of the way it is. So actually, so the day after, the girl actually texted me, the brunette. So the next day she texted me a picture of herself and she said, "Not me though. I feel like I didn't almost die yesterday." I said, "It's okay. I could come to see you at Mandalay." She then said, "Okay, let me keep you updated on that." She then texts me another selfie of herself and then says, "I'd really love to see you though, so let me figure something out. Hey, you can go about your plans. I'm going to just stick around with Ash. We are defeated." She then said, "Hey, I wasn't calling you an ass with the peach emoji, by the way. Sorry I couldn't see you tonight. If my sister wasn't with, I really would. Hope you two are having a blast. Don't end up at the chapel with someone like we very well could have last night." Well, if you've enjoyed this video, feel free to give it a like. Feel free to comment down below your experiences in Las Vegas nightclubs, and feel free to subscribe. Until next time, take care.